Coming up, a stack of speakers about a foot and a half high. Also, a really giant computer. Actually, two of them. One on purpose, one by accident. We've got a new camera from Pentax, and I'm going to show you how I clean house with a robot. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Warby Parker Eyewear. Get boutique quality, classically crafted eyewear at revolutionary prices. For a free home to try on of five stylish frames of your choice, go to WarbyParker.com. When you decide to purchase, enter the promo code Before You Buy and you'll get 3-day free shipping. And by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, go to Stamps.com now, click on the microphone, and enter Before You Buy.
It's okay. They're rugged speakers. Welcome to Before You Buy, the Twit Product Review Show, where we get the Twit staff in on some of the hottest, coolest, neatest new products. This stack of little mini Bluetooth speakers includes three different brands. You can guess which ones are which, but I'll tell you what, maybe it'd be easier to watch Brian give us his review. Brian?
Brian Burnett from Twit on Before You Buy, here to show you three different Bluetooth speakers. Each of these three speakers features long battery life and pretty good sound from small packages. Now, the first one I want to take a look at is the UE Mini Boom, and it comes in at $99.99, and it's the most compact speaker out of the three that we're taking a look at here. I really like the design of this one. It's pretty simple, and the sound was really good. One of the features that impressed me the most was it is NFC enabled. So when I was using the Nexus 7 with this speaker, it was pretty simple to just tap the top of the speaker, and I am playing Yellow Gold from our very own Jason Howe here at Twit. So hopefully he doesn't take this video down because of music protection. What the UE Mini Boom is really good at is pairing. You do have to download the app for it. But once you do, you pair one of the speakers to your device, and then you turn on the other one and double tap the Bluetooth button on the top, and now you have the two speakers connected together. UE claims that the Mini Boom will connect up to 50 feet, and that I found that to be pretty true so long as the device had a clear line of sight to the speakers. So the pros and cons for the UE Mini Boom. First of all, it has really good sound in such a small little package. NFC is really great for just tapping your device and getting it synced immediately. I like that a lot better than your typical Bluetooth pairing. And also, when you're in the UE app, pairing the two speakers is very painless and very simple. So I really liked the UE Mini Boom, especially when using it with the Nexus 7 and the pairing, so definitely giving the UE Mini Boom a buy. Moving along to our next Bluetooth speaker is the Acoustic Research ARS60, priced at $119.99. Now this speaker is bigger than the other two, and it comes in a variety of colors. This one is Salsa Red, also known as Red. They claim that this is a portable speaker. It's relatively small. I like the shape to it. It had a really good quality of sound all along the lows and the highs. Now the pro cons on the ARS60, it's definitely one of the better looking Bluetooth speakers that I've seen. Has really good sound. If you're looking for a decent speaker that is Bluetooth enabled and you're not planning on moving it around a lot, it does have 10 hour battery life. I would give this one a try. I liked using it a lot for my NES, but it definitely wasn't something I was bringing with me everywhere. Finally, the last speaker we're taking a look at is the Eco X Gear Eco Rocks waterproof speaker, and it is priced at $129.99. Now, this speaker is very rugged, has rubber ribs along each side of it. and you can play it underwater. It's shock resistant and it comes with a little hook, so you could hang it in the shower, or even on the bottom it has a mount, so you could mount it to whatever you want, maybe a bicycle or something. Out of the three, this one didn't have the best sound, and when you really turned up the speakers, it would if you had it on a flat surface, it would shake around. But overall, for its size, it's pretty good. Pros and cons for the EcoRox. Pros, it's very rugged, it's waterproof. One of the cons for me would be it shakes and distorts at higher volume, but for such a small speaker, it does a good job. Is the EcoRox a buy, try, or don't buy? If you're looking for a waterproof speaker, I'd give it a buy. But if that's not something that you're looking for, just using it as a Bluetooth speaker isn't really worth it. Every one of these speakers is very capable, and each has their own unique take on what someone might want from a Bluetooth speaker. So I'd recommend any of them depending on what your needs are. I'm Brian Burnett, and I'll see you next time on Before You Buy.
Thank you, Brian Burnett, our technical director and one of our editors here at the Brick House. It's funny because I saw this earlier today in the dish rack next to the sink. There were glasses, there was silverware, and this speaker was sitting there. And I guess it's because you washed it, Brian, but it still sounds pretty good. You know, it's not, I mean, given that it was in the dishwasher or whatever, that's not bad. All right. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it, Brian Burnett. All right, we have another weird device. I think this is an oddball, but could be useful for the right family. I remember reviewing some time ago a giant Lenovo Idea Center. This one's a little bit smaller. This is the Flex 20i, as Akhtar from TNT and Know How has it. 20 inches instead of the 27. Was it 27 the one I had?
27-inch Horizon.
It was huge. Yes.
Yeah, so this is based on the same kind of thing. It's called the Idea Center Flex 20. It's actually a 19.5-inch screen, so they're kind of fudging the numbers a little bit. It's got a touch screen when it comes to everything. We've got a Windows 8, as you've seen. And the first thing
This is Windows 8 Pro, right?
Windows 8 Pro.
Okay.
The first thing I had to think about is how to review this thing, because it does have this tilt function, and I could review it as a wacky tablet, but I'm going to review this as an all-in-one PC that also has tablet functionality, because I think it'd be silly to think that this 8-pound monster that has about 4 hours of battery life is really a tablet.
Well, you know, 8 pounds, you'd think they could put, like, a bigger battery in this thing.
Well, if they
make it 9 pounds and have a 5-hour. I mean, 4 hours is a little long.
Yeah, I think it's really meant for the occasional tablet usage if we're going to do that at all.
It's designed for, like, a desktop.
A desktop. This is because it comes with everything you're seeing here. So you get a mouse, a wireless mouse, a keyboard. You'll see some paddles here and a die.
Yeah, we had that before. That's so crazy.
And
for dice-based games.
One of the things that kind of drove me nuts about this machine here is the fact that it's running a Core. It's an Intel Core i3 processor.
Oh, it's so
and
slow.
It has games for up to 4 people.
Right.
Now, when I was testing out things like air hockey 2-player stuff, that was fine. When I was playing other games. That's very loud, though. We'll say
this
that.
Is the Lenovo Game Center in it, right? This is a special thing designed for.
It's pretty loud, as you can hear it. Can you get that?
Well, I'm thinking of getting an air hockey table. Maybe instead I should get this.
Not if you're going to have more than 2 people. Like the other games here, you think because Lenovo designed the actual software and hardware, they would run well on this?
Yeah?
It doesn't.
Oh.
4 players, it starts choking, and you have a lot of characters on the screen. It causes a problem. And so that occasional usage seems like it's limited at that point. Inside is it also a 500 gigabyte hard drive, 4 gigs of RAM. I think it could have really used a beefier processor, maybe a discrete graphics card, because the games aren't super great when it comes to that.
Is it a high-res display? Is that why?
No. You'd think it'd be, because you'd be really close to it. It's 1600 by 900.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so you're right on top of it. You can see a lot of the pixels. You can see the screen door effect like crazy on it.
But they wanted to keep the price down, maybe.
Price is super low. $749.
Okay, that's why.
It starts at $749. I should get to the pros and cons of the device. Pros, I really do enjoy the fact that Lenovo tried a crazy design. This is an innovative idea. We saw it on the Horizon 27.
Uh-huh.
The accessories are pretty cool. They're all included, so they're not like trying to gouge you with, you got to pay extra for this this little paddle here. Why would you have to pay extra for this? So if I want to play air hockey, there's also this little joystick. There's all kinds of things that you can use these things for.
Wait a minute. They stick to the screen?
2 of them are joysticks and 2 of them are paddles. So I can like paddle around.
Okay, so for ice hockey, air hockey, the paddles.
And this one is for the
is
joystick.
It a suction cup?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a suction cup. If you
want to
play the fishing game.
It's really strange. And one die die suitable for nothing.
But you have to power.
and imagine, Daddy, we can't play the die. It ran out of power.
Yeah, it's kind of silly because you're like, I'm going to throw it on this. And you seem, it just feels
you
wrong.
You have to throw it on the screen?
To register it, apparently you got to be very close to it. But Lenovo does warn you, I kind of jumped off this, do not use it with a coffee cup or
it's very hard
a weight.
You know what the game is? Keep the die on the screen.
Okay. And another pro is that it's priced at $749. Pretty low cost.
Yeah, well.
Cons, performance.
You get what you pay for.
The performance.
Can I like get an i5 if I pay more?
You can pay more.
Okay.
You can get upgraded. So the performance is sluggish with the i3.
Okay.
But you got to pay more for that, right? So it's starting at $749. The low resolution display, I think, is, I don't believe you can upgrade that. I'll have to double check that. But the low resolution display of this unit, kind of irritating, especially since you're right on top of it. But as an all-in-one PC that you can actually take and pick up with you and move it around to be the occasional tablet,
right.
I think this is definitely a try because $749 is pretty cheap. It's one of the cheapest all-in-one kind of solutions I've seen, especially for this form factor. We're seeing Sony try it and a lot of other companies. I think HP.
Well, you know, all of these are really just like home surfaces, right? That big-ass table, remember?
Which was
$20,000.
Yeah, so it does have that great... It's, you know, if I was an
It lies flat.
If I was an eccentric, you know, rich person, this would be on my coffee table all the time. But I was like, I could just get an iPad and it would do a lot of things. But it's full Windows 8. But $749 for an all-in-one PC, I think it's a definite try.
It feels like somehow it's obsolete technology even before it came out. All right. That is the Lenovo Idea Center. And, you know, hey, you can't knock them for having ideas.
The
Flex
the Center.
20. Centered ideas. Thank you, Ayaz Akhtar. Catch Ayaz every Thursday with Know How, the show where you show how to do stuff. What are you working on for this Thursday?
I am working on bringing DLNA to a Roku box because that's like the one thing the Roku doesn't do. I love DLNA. I think it should be on everything, but the Roku doesn't do it, and we're going to figure out maybe not the best way, but a hacky way.
There's a way to do it?
There's a way.
Wow.
We're going to make it work.
Where there's a will, there's a way. And, of course, every Monday through Friday on Tech News Today, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern time. I thought maybe you and Shannon could help me because it's time for me to pick some new glasses.
Well, I've got my own set here.
You got your Warbies too?
Oh, yeah, because I'm trying to get a new prescription sunglasses because it's winter, it's blaring sun out, and I'm like, I want to be able to drive.
What do you think of these?
Aww.
Those are beautiful.
The problem
those
is I have a really wide head, and I think...
See, I have a similar...
So, you know, Warby Parker's kind of a really interesting idea. They wanted to make it possible to do eyewear by mail. But of course, those look great on you. So, mm-hmm. Of course, one of the issues is, well, how do you try it on? You can see it on the website; they look great, and they have. By the way, these are their classic. This is their winter set. Those are like classic Ray-Bans.
Mm-hmm.
Like these are classic designs. The neat thing about Warby Parker is you pick out the five frames you like on their website, and they send it to you for a free try on. So that's pretty cool. Oh, see, aren't those classic? Aren't those great old-fashioned glasses? Look at these. What do you think?
I think I like the tortoiseshell.
I think these might be for me. This is the Mr. Peebles kind of look. All right. I tried to get the monocle. They're sold out.
Really? Monocle? Like, you know, I
think I should wear a monocle.
I've been trying out these things, and I think I'm going to go with the deal with it glasses.
This is deal with it. Oh, you look
sunglasses.
Good. That's good.
These are going to be
How
my
come
pair.
These look so good on you, and so I just don't look so good.
Well, that's the thing. You can keep trying them on.
Hey,
see which ones fit you.
How are you? What do you think?
I think that it looks interesting.
I think I'm funny looking. That's the problem. You're a good looking guy, and I'm a funny looking guy. And so no matter what kind of glasses. But that's the point. If postage is paid, you can pick the frame you want or no frame at all if none of them match what you need. It's no longer do we have to live with overpriced, bland eyewear. A few manufacturers keeping prices artificially high. What did you pay for your last frame? $300, $400, $500 for designer frames. Now you have a better option. Glasses start. Oh, again, you look great.
I think it's kind of police
I'm
officer.
I'm going to call you Paunch. That is
agree.
A
it's
good look
chips,
on you.
You know?
Yeah, it's very chips.
Yeah, but
that is a good.
So many different options.
I hate you. I hate you. I should be like.
Maybe you just need sunglasses.
You think it's the sunglasses
I think it's the
that
shades.
Do it?
Try the shades. Right. You can get prescription sunglasses.
See, these
too.
Are going to look good on me. Well, you try them on. I bet they'll look good on you. I don't have the head.
I don't know.
The head. Oh, see?
It works on
Jenna. Oh, she's.
Do I look like a teacher?
Super hot. Doesn't she look good in that?
You're going to need a bun if you're going to be like a teacher.
Crazy. Oh, you get a special frame box, prepaid shipping labels for easy return. Just go to Warby Parker, Warby Parker, P-A-R-K. You look so cute. Warby, gosh darn you. Here, try these.
See if you look good in these. I don't know if these will be as good for you. And they're a great gift to surprise I hate you.
It works.
Gosh darn it. Surprise a loved one with a Warby Parker gift card for $50, $95, or $150. Warby will send it along with a fun Make a Snowman kit, so there's something fun extra to unwrap. I hate it when you give a gift card and there's no, but the snowman kit makes it. Don't do the teeth thing, but that's how I look. All right. Well, no, I'm just kidding. WarbyParker.com. Be sure to check out the free home try-on. And by the way, you'll get free 3-day shipping when you use the Before You Buy promo code. All one word, Before You Buy. There's the Make a Snowman. Isn't that cute, the Make a Snowman kit? I want it just for that. You get the coal eyes. You get the carrot nose. WarbyParker.com. Use the offer code Before You Buy for free 3-day shipping. I think maybe I got, you know what? I got your box.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's what happened, Shannon. These are Shannon's glasses. No wonder they don't look good on me.
I think they're cute.
No, actually, I have my Warby Parker prescription sunglasses in awesome. The car, and it's great. It's really great. I love them because I got the transition glasses, you know, and they don't work so well in the car, right? Mm-hmm. You can get all those coatings, all that stuff at WarbyParker.com, but I just have, like, great polarized sunglasses. You look so good.
Thank you.
That is you.
This
is that the one you're going to get?
I think that this is the
those
one.
Those are classic.
Get. It's very.
So you don't look intimidating. You look like Paunch in those. Those are just classic.
But I wanted to try out that look. And I'm like, it just no, too you intimidating.
Look,
this one?
You look like a nice guy.
Or, yes.
And I'm going to give this box to Shannon because she's the one those were intended for. Before You Buy is the offer code at WarbyParker.com. Actually, we love Warby Parker. And I have ordered the monocle.
I can't wait to see it.
I want to surprise you. With it. Hello, I'm here. Colonel, just call me Colonel Mustard. Or is that Professor Mustard? Colonel Mustard, right?
Colonel
Mustard. We're going to move along. We've got another big computer, although this one, maybe, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Let's find out. Shannon Morris, our producer, Snubs, is here.
Hello.
Loving Coding 101. You did your first
beta
on Friday.
Yeah, I had so much fun with that.
It's so cool.
Super fun.
We decided it was a little too hard. I mean, it's good you were there because
it was a little bit too,
it was too much.
Advanced.
Yeah.
And it was a little long.
So that's why we're in what we call the beta test phase. Yeah. We're going to try a few episodes.
We got some good feedback from the audience.
And that'll be on the Inside Twit feed on YouTube. So if you want, or you can watch Fridays. What time are you going to do that? Maybe 2, 3?
I believe we're going to do it on Thursdays. In the afternoon.
Oh, that'll be the regular time, or is that when you're doing the alphas?
We're also going to be doing another episode next week, and that'll be on Friday as well.
That'll be Friday.
Around probably about 4 o'clock or so.
Yeah, tune in and watch live. That's Friday afternoons when we do kind of all of our trial shows. Mm-hmm. You can see Gam Gam.
On Gam of Geeks, yeah.
Oh, that Game of Geeks is weird with a beard, baby. You have, Shannon, the Toshiba Satellite S55T and the S75T.
I do, yes. So both of these are in the same series, and they are both, they're basically desktop replacement machines because those still exist.
Yeah.
Personally, I like to separate out the PC that I build, and then I have an Ultrabook that I carry with me for work.
Because you want super light.
Because I want super light. These are not that laptop. These are both around 5, well, the small one's about 5 pounds. The large one is a little bit heavier than that. So,
but it's 17 inches, right?
Yes. This one is 17.
It's lucky that somebody still makes a 17. I mean, Apple doesn't make them anymore.
15 inches. So they're both really big sizes.
Yeah.
So they have very comparable specs as far as the insides go. They both have Intel Core i7s, the fourth generation, so new ones.
Very fast.
They also have 1 terabyte hard drives. They do not have solid state drives, surprisingly.
Can you tell? Use it.
You can tell. Yeah. Whenever you're booting up and whenever you're changing around a little bit between the different programs, you can definitely see a bit of a lag. Boot up times, I'm a little spoiled from having solid state machines. So now I try one of these and I go, God, what's taking so long? Uh-huh. Should I restart it? Is it frozen? Mm-hmm. But it's not. It's just taking forever. The small one has a pretty interesting graphics card in it. It includes a NVIDIA GeForce GT740M. Which is really nice. It has the Optimus technology. It actually works very well whenever you're running like 720p graphics. So it works quite well. The larger one does not include that. That one just has a regular Intel graphics inside of it. It's very strange that they didn't include the nice NVIDIA graphics in the larger
version. That's puzzling. You got a lot of room in there.
Yeah, very, very strange. The smaller one, the resolution on this guy, and you can probably tell from this as well. It's only 13, I believe it's 1368
by 768? No.
Yeah. On a 15-inch
what?
Screen.
On a 15-inch screen, and you can definitely see that. Whenever you're looking at text
Here, we can even see
you
that.
You can see the pixels, and it's really, really irritating. Whenever I'm reading text, I can see everything that I'm doing, and I
don't
like that. Yeah, I'm definitely spoiled with those Ultrabooks. Of course, this kind of works with their price range. It's under $1,000. You can get the smaller one for $999. The larger one is a little bit over $1,000. It's $1,155.99. So $1,100. So
these are not cheap.
They're not cheap. I believe that the RAM might have something to do with that.
Yeah.
The smaller one has 12 gigs of RAM. The large has 16 gigs.
Again, that baffles me. They must have decided that people care more about RAM than good quality screen. Or a lot of things.
Personally, it bugs
Eight's
me
plenty.
That they don't have that good resolution.
Eight's plenty. Four would be plenty for most people.
8 gigs of RAM is just fine. Yeah. Even for a built PC, like a gaming rig, it's just fine. The larger one, the 17-inch one, that one has a 1600 by 900 resolution. It's a widescreen resolution.
Also,
both of them can support up to 720p content.
Yeah, low quality.
I mean, definitely low quality. They include a microphone and a webcam on both of them. It's a pretty average mic and webcam for a desktop PC. Or it's similar to, you know, your regular Ultrabooks.
Who is this for?
I think this would be probably for my mom.
Right.
To be honest.
Right.
Because she's not carrying a laptop with her. Whenever she wants to use it, she goes in her computer room.
Right.
She cuts it on every single time, and she does whatever she needs to do. All she does is browsing, and she uploads photos to Facebook, and that's about it.
A lot of people want a desktop computer, but they can put it away or fold it away. They don't want it to take over the room, so they buy laptops. But they never plan to take it out of the house.
Exactly.
So
she
that
never
makes sense.
Takes it out of the house. Yeah. She doesn't take it with her traveling. If she ever goes traveling, she asks my sister to bring her little Ultrabook.
This is not for carrying around unless
it is
you.
It's not for carrying around. It's,
and
way
it's not
too heavy.
But the funny thing is, a lot of times you see these are gaming machines, people bring them to LAN parties. That's not a gaming machine either.
No, it's definitely not. Yeah. I would honestly cash out the extra few $100 to get a good gaming laptop if I wanted to go to LAN parties all the time. These do have a couple of good things about them, though. Of course, the graphics on the smaller one is pretty nice, even though the resolution's terrible. But they do have all the ports that you would need if you are going to replace your desktop PC. They have USB 3.0, VGA, HDMI. They have gigabit Ethernet in case you just want to plug into your router and never leave
They're modern.
So it is somewhat
modern.
And an
optical drive.
Yes. And it's a regular DVD, though. It's not Blu-ray.
Okay, but mom wants that for burning out
mom
photos,
does.
For, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for the price point and for the graphics included, my pros, I kind of brought these in together. The pros on both of them are the ports and the optical drive are included, which is definitely a pro for a desktop replacement. Very nice graphics card, although not on the 17-inch version, and a full numeric keypad as well. Mm. The keypad is a little strange. The space bar is kind of small on both of them.
Huh.
It's like 4 inches long. It's tiny. That's kind of weird. And it's a chiclet keyboard, although it is full, and both of them have that nice numeric keypad, which is great if you're an accountant or something and you're working from home. On the con side, there is a very high lip on the touchpad, so using your charms bar is going to be a little bit irritating whenever you're trying to push it out.
Yeah.
So you can notice that sometimes it doesn't register or it registers a little bit late. Low resolution, it's slow to start up. Of course, that's because of the terabyte hard drive, and then battery life is not that great. It's about 4 hours or so, 4 to 5. So, you would definitely be leaving this at home and keeping it plugged in all the time.
Yep.
So the first one, the 15-inch, I'm giving that one a try. I do like the graphics card. It does play 720p just fine. It would be a good desktop replacement. The large one, I'm giving that one a don't buy. I think they should have included the same graphics card in the larger one. But all in all, try and don't buy.
So Shannon Morse, a try and a don't.
Don't buy. You can tell I like Ultrabooks.
Yeah. It's funny. I mean, that looks to me, and I has remarked the same thing, like a Toshiba you might have bought 10 years ago.
Well, the thing is, you could fit like or stack 3 or 4 Ultrabooks high in the width of that. And if they have the same 4 hour battery life, which one do you want to get?
Right. And be but like, by the way, and that. That's pretty close to the same price as an Ultrabook. I mean, it's not like they're a lot cheaper.
You can replace things on it, though.
Yeah, well, okay. There's a lot to be said for that, too. Thank you, Shannon Morse. Tony Wang is our camera guy, and I didn't realize that Pentax had bought Ricoh.
Oh,
they are merged together. So this is a Pentax camera, the Ricoh GR point and shoot. Let's see what Tony thinks of it.
I'm Tony Wang for Twit and Before You Buy, and today I'm reviewing the Ricoh GR. Now, the Ricoh GR is a point and shoot prime lens, which is 18 millimeter, which is about, with the APS-C sensor, that's about 28 millimeter equivalent. And it's got a fixed lens. That means there's no zooming. You are the zoom. You want to get a closer shot, go over there. The aperture is f2.8, which is pretty fast for the point and shoot. And ISO is crazy. It goes up to way too high, and you should never go past 1600 at most, if you can help it. So this camera is in a very interesting position in the market. It's competing against the Fujifilm X100S, the Leica X2, and its closest competitor is probably Sigma or the Nikon Coolpix A. So what sets this thing apart is that this is one of the most affordable APS-C prime lens digital camera you can get right now in the market. It's quote-unquote pocketable because there is barely any intrusion from the lens when the camera is off, so it does fit in your pants if you force it. The image quality is very good. You can shoot raw, obviously, and burst mode at 4 frames per second, but you can't do that for very long because of buffering in the camera. Image quality is good in raw mode. JPEG is pretty good as well, but you just can't go any lower than 1600 on the ISO. There is a ring around the lens that lets you put lens hood on it as well as a wide angle adapter, but you wouldn't want to do that because that would just increase the bulkiness of the camera, which defeats the whole purpose of getting this camera. Now, the Ricoh GR has a quite quirky menu system. It took me a while to get used to it. The dial on the front actually is positioned vertically instead of horizontally, so you're sort of turning it this way. The control that I have issues with is the toggle, the left and right toggle switch that you use with your thumb on the back of the camera. I always wanted to turn it, but it's only toggles left and right. And to change the setting mode between your AV, TV, and your manual, there is this little button that you have to press before you can turn the dial every time. So that's an extra thing that's supposed to help from changing the modes by accident, but actually kind of slows you down if you're trying to go into movie mode. Movie mode is average. You have a mono mic, and there's no image stabilization, so your video is as stable as you are. I have noticed that when the camera is in macro mode, it sort of slows down your focusing time for the whole focal range. So the auto-focusing light is green, just like all the other Pentax cameras out there, and in low-light situation, this light is very powerful. It's blindingly powerful. And so I turned it off and noticed that with it off, the camera has a very hard time focusing in dark situations, such as, you know, an evening out with your coworkers, the holiday party perhaps. So pro of the Ricoh GR, image quality is excellent in RAW, in regular light situations, compact size. It's hard to come by an APS-C sensor camera that fits in your pocket. And the price, this is the cheapest camera in its class. Con, control is kind of awkward, trying to stumble through the menus. I cannot find things at times when I need to adjust them on the fly. But you can obviously get used to that with time. The price, it's a little high. I talked to my coworkers, people who's into photography, and they all thought that $800 is a little high for APS-C sensor camera, and they would actually just get a DSLR at that price range. So buy, try, or don't buy, I'm gonna give this a try. Unless you're the very small percentage of people who already have a set of DSLR equipment and you're looking for a backup camera, you're looking for something that's more compact, you can stick in your pants, you're probably not gonna buy this camera at this price range. I'm Tony for Twin Before You Buy, and this is the Ricoh GR.
Yeah, Tony had this at our Christmas party. And the one thing that we didn't like was, and of course it was low light, is that he said, okay, hold on a second, it's got a focus. It was like,
hold on.
The other thing is I blinded him with that focus light. I really did. It was going like this. I got a lot of pictures of Tony going, All right. And this, by the way, it is Pentax. It is Ricoh. It's the same company. They use Ricoh for the point-and-shoots. Pentax is the name they use for the SLR, the higher-end cameras, but the same company. Coming up, we're going to take a look at a robot you might want to have around the house, actual robot. But first, a word from Stamps.com. This is a very busy time of year at the post office. I think of it as amateur hour, the time when everybody and their brother's there mailing stuff, picking up stamps. If you do mailing for a living year-round, you need Stamps.com. You don't need to go to the post office right now. Frankly, you need to go to the post office never with Stamps.com. All you do is you print your own legal U.S. postage from your computer, your printer. You will not only save time, you'll save money. You get discounts you cannot get at the post office from Stamps.com. It'll also do a lot of things for you. If you sell on eBay or Amazon, Etsy or PayPal, if you use QuickBooks, Stamps.com will take your address of your recipient from the webpage or from your QuickBooks, fill it out for you, add your return address, add a logo, and add the postage. You can print right on the stamp. Of course, you can print on a sticker, too. And with the USB scale we're going to give you, Stamps.com, you always know exactly the right postage. There's never a time where you have to guess or add postages because you're not sure. You could track those packages. In fact, it'll even send out emails on Express and Priority Express Mail to your recipient, letting them know it's on its way. Here's the tracking number. It is the professional mailing solution. Are you ready? You want to try it? Go to Stamps.com. Do not accept the front page offer of $80. No, we're going to do better for you. Click the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Put in our offer code, one word, before you buy, BEFOREYOUBUY. And then you're going to get a $110 bonus offer, including $55 in free postage to use over the first few months of your Stamps.com subscription. It includes the digital scale I mentioned. You just pay shipping and handling, a $5 supply kit, and, of course, a month free of Stamps.com. Stamps.com, we use it here. I encourage anybody who does a lot of mailing to save time, save money, use Stamps.com. Make sure you use the offer code before you buy, though, for our special $110 no-risk trial offer. I remember when the Roomba came out. We made a big deal about it. This is from a company aptly named iRobot. That was the name, of course, of Isaac Asimov's robotic short stories and the subject of quite a few movies. Remember that one where Will Smith saved the world from iRobot?
Independence Day, right.
Pardon me?
Independence Day,
of course. That's it. That's the one. Of course, this robot's not going to take over your world. In fact, it's barely going to take over your carpets. The first time Roomba I showed off on Regis and Kelly, gosh, it's been years now. And we did a little thing. We made a little corral for it and put some dirt and dust on the floor. And sure enough, you turn on the robot and it goes around and it cleans it. It's got artificial intelligence technology that allows it to figure out where it's been and where it's going. And I guess it really feels like a random walk where it's just kind of bouncing off things, these rubber bumpers all the way around it. Sense walls. It also has cliff detection, so it won't fall down the stairs. And it will slowly work its way around your house vacuuming. It's kind of cool. It has a little base station. If all goes well, the Roomba, when it runs low on juice, will go back to the base station for further charging. It seems to have some personality, makes some noises, boops and beeps. It's kind of like R2-D2 in your house. Now, this is the latest now. The Roomba 880, and they've done some improvements, as you can see. If you're used to the Roomba, you'll notice the beater brushes, which used to be brushes, which meant you get a lot of hair and stuff stuck in there. In fact, the Roomba I bought, the 770, the predecessor to this, came with a special hair removal tool to get the hair out of these beaters. These are now rubber, and hair won't get stuck. It's also got a somewhat larger capacity dust holder, dust drawer. In fact, let me pull this off and just show you. The reason I feel like the Roomba is working is because every time I go into the little dust container, and you'll notice this has changed too, a HEPA filter in here to help collect small particles if you're allergic to dust or pollen. And every time we go around, this was just from last night in my office. So I know it's doing something, but here's the problem with the Roomba. It doesn't replace vacuuming. I still feel the need every week to vacuum the house and so forth. So what this does really is it's kind of like a a dust buster that goes around and kind of cleans up a little bit. It helps keep the place a little bit tidy. There are a few other negatives. The Roomba does get stuck from time to time. Its logic isn't perfect, so sometimes it'll spend an awful long time in one area. The marks it leaves on the carpet let you know, and they're very random and variegated. It's not like somebody was in there intentionally vacuuming, but it is awfully cute. The other negative is you don't want the Roomba running when you're home. For one thing, you might trip over it, but also it's pretty noisy. You hear it going all around the house. The final negative is, well, you see that, $700. For that, you get the Roomba 880 plus a couple of little Sentinel devices you can place around the house. You can either do that to mark off areas you don't want the Roomba to enter, or you could put it in a room and it'll say, hey, Roomba, stay in this room till you're done and then move on. That's a nice feature. I do find Roomba works best if you Roomba-proof your house. I have one piece of furniture. It's just the same height as the Roomba. The Roomba invariably goes under there and gets stuck every single time. So that you might use the Sentinels to keep it away from that kind of thing. Also, wires, while they don't tangle the Roomba, do slow it down, and it can get stuck with them. You know, you want to see the Roomba in action?
Yes,
we're going to glue a camera. We've got our very own GoPro. Going to put that right on the top, and I'll show you how the Roomba works. There's a big, fat, clean button on it. You also get a remote control with the Roomba. Now, it seems like you should be able to steer it with a remote control. You can. No. But you can give it some instructions like go home, charge yourself, stop it, start it, and things like that. Let's put this on the floor.
Yay!
You got a Roomba cam over there?
Got it.
It was pretty impressive when we did this on Regis and Kelly some years ago. Oh, there's the shot from the Roomba. All right. And I'm going to press clean. Go, Roomba, go. The light lights up. It's colored. It's kind of cool. I said go.
Just need to be pressed twice.
I like the little doo-doo-doo-doo when it's cleaning. And there it goes. It's got a little beater brush or whatever you call that thing that's going to get stuff out of the corners. It also has the beater brush there. And it does pick up stuff. It just never seems to pick up enough stuff to eliminate vacuuming. And that seems to me to be the best thing. If you've got a kitty cat, sometimes they like to sit on the Roomba and wander around. That's kind of fun. Ozzy does not.
Does Ozzy get scared from it?
No, he kind of got used to it pretty quickly.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I have a 770 at home. Now, this has some advantages over the 770 besides those rubber beaters that... What are you looking at?
It's behind the box.
Go?
It's behind that box?
Yeah.
Oh, it's underneath. Here, I'll move the box.
So, that is really loud, though. I mean,
well, you hear that? You don't really want to hear that wandering around your apartment when you're home.
Yeah.
But the good news is you can have up to 7 programs, so you can actually say, hey, wake up and clean and then go back to your charger after you're done. While I'm gone, what I do with my older Roomba, my 770, is just press start when I leave the house. And usually, not always, but usually it's back in its charging station when I get home. Sometimes it's not, and that's a little bit of a frustration.
Don't you feel proud when it actually gets back in the home?
Yeah, good boy, good Roomba.
Yes, you did it. You did it.
This is what's really interesting about the Roomba. It really is kind of an object that has some personality. And you start to kind of like it. And that's really the pro on this. I'll give you the pros and cons. The cool factor, very high. You've got a robot in your house that wanders around. It's fun for your pets. Some pets like to ride it. This new Roomba is more effective. They say 50% better suction. They say that hairs don't get stuck. I will vouch for the hairs. I can't vouch for the better suction. I haven't tried it. I can't really tell. You know, when you do something like put dirt on the floor, yeah, it's going to get that. But when you see it actually in action, you see it leave stuff behind as it wanders around. Did I mention the cool factor is very, very high? The cons, you're paying $700 for that cool factor. It does not work well enough to eliminate manual cleaning. And unfortunately, the Roomba sometimes gets stuck or confused. I do recommend you Roomba-proof your house if you really want to get best results. You know who uses this and loves it is John Slonina, a single guy. He likes it that he can come home and the house has kind of been tidied up a little bit. I have to say, there's a cat riding a Roomba. They actually do that. This I find mind-boggling. Why a cat would do that, especially in a shark suit, is beyond me. I hate to say don't buy this, but don't buy this. It's $700. You could buy I collect vacuums. I have 3 vacuums, 2 Dysons, a Dyson stick and a Dyson handheld.
Why do you have so many?
Sounds like you have a vacuum problem.
I've yet to find
for you.
Vacuums are very disappointing. I've yet to find the perfect vacuum. I do think the Dysons are very good, but for $700, you can get a pretty good Dyson vacuum that's going to do a good job. Only problem is you're going to have to do it. If the Roomba eliminated that, I'd say a definite buy. It does not, in my opinion. See, it's going over the wires. Can you get that? It's going. No, just leave it. I'm just saying it. The wires, these microphone wires should really stymie it. They really don't. And that's pretty remarkable.
That's better than the older models. I know it used to get caught on my Roomba, and then it would...
So look at that. Went right out. I mean, it does have... I have to say, they've definitely improved it. This is a significant step up. It's also a significant step more expensive than the older Roombas. But they've really made it a lot better. And I do think that they ought to be applauded for having made something that's truly unique. It's a tidy-upper. If you've got $800 or $700 burning a hole in your pocket, you want something that has some really interesting geek factor. It does tidy up a little bit. It does get some of the dust. And I have to say, I empty it almost every day, my Roomba, and you know, there's definitely picking up something. The Roomba is probably a don't buy unless you're really... it's stuck under a table. Well, that was just the camera getting knocked off, but I think it's still... Look at that. This is amazing.
It's still going to town.
Isn't that amazing? It's gotten much, much better in terms of getting around obstacles. Look at that. And I have to say, the floor is clean.
It's very valiant. It continues.
It's valiant. You got to love the Roomba.
You root for it. That's the weird thing.
You're rooting for it. I just feel like it doesn't eliminate vacuuming, right? You're paying $700. It should eliminate the need to vacuum. But nothing like that ever is. It's never going to. It's like a dust. Okay, you've ever used a dustbuster. Yeah. It's like that. It's like, that's nice. It's touch up. But it doesn't. It's not so good that you never have to vacuum. That, and also it doesn't get up on your furniture and clean your furniture. You know, there's places it's not going to go. Obviously, it's not going to go down the stairs or up the stairs. The Roomba, God, it breaks my heart. It's a do not buy. I want to thank all of our contributors today. Ayaz Akhtar, Shannon Morse, Brian Burnett, our technical director and reviewer, Tony Wang, of course. Thanks to all of you for watching. We do Before You Buy every Tuesday afternoon, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's about midnight UTC. If you want to watch live, we love it if you do. But you can get on-demand versions. Actually, we have several different on-demand versions. You can always go to twit.tv/BYB for the full show, audio and video. You can subscribe to it in iTunes and other podcatchers. But you can also get individual reviews of every product on our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/. Is it Before You Buy?
Yes.
YouTube.com/BeforeYouBuy. Email us with your ideas for things you would like to see on Before You Buy. That's BYB at twit.tv. And you know what I didn't say, but I'm very excited. This is our 100th episode.
Yay!
100th episode. Congratulations.
I can't believe it. Nicole leads it for about 44 episodes, and Snubs has been doing it for more than a year. Mm-hmm. This is our second, almost our second year of Before You Buy.
Yay!
Isn't that great?
It's a fun show.
I still think of it as our new show. How did that happen? So thank you for 100 episodes of Before You Buy. That's pretty darn exciting. If you remember something really awesome from this year, we can always use that. Are we going to do a best of this
year?
We
are, yeah. So I'm setting it up.
This is the last chance, I think, probably, because we've got to start editing. twit.tv/best of. It's okay if you don't remember. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
It's got my charging cable.
Oh, no.
And it is trying to pull it away.
The cutest thing is when it docks, because it just goes right up to the dock. Oh, that's not good.
Not good.
Oh, that's not, see. This is what I mean. You gotta.
You gotta
Roomba-proof your house.
Error. It took Ayaz's micro USB cable.
And there's a few of those in my house, right?
Yeah.
That's gonna happen a lot. You're gonna get all the cords off the floor.
It's safe now.
Do you hear it talking to you? It talks to you. Now it's going again, though.
It goes.
Goes back.
List took care of. As long as you have a person intervening.
Yeah, the Roomba needs adult supervision. That's the problem.
You're tied a knot.
I just think it's the coolest thing ever. I love it. It's my second Roomba, and I'm still saying don't buy it. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Best of. You don't have to fill out the time code. Obviously, most people don't know that, but just whatever information you can give us for a best of episode. Also, don't forget our survey, twit.tv/survey, so we can get to know you better. Thanks for joining us. And remember, my friends, you've got to watch Before You Buy. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.